Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
They're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly sing in tribute. That it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah. This is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone, who faced down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who help us to know that we are part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to show the same stand on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotel, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you're listening to The Narrative. How is everyone? Today is Sunday, June the 27th, 2021. Welcome to The Narrative. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all who are listening to us nationally as well as internationally. Thank you for tuning in today. Today is going to be one of those very, very scientific type programs today. You know, that's part of what this program is all about. We're into the science, and I do mean science is winning it. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he uses the stress that we need to learn all of the sciences, not just some of it, all of it, because all of it has a lot to do with the different functions of life. And we're here today. We're going to talk about the science of self and our relationship or relation to the earth. I mean, after we finish today, you're going to see that us as human beings, we're not just to be walking around like proud peacocks through the earth. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I love this saying, that this little natural parable that he gave to the nation. He says that you are not heavy enough to stomp through the earth, nor are you taller than the earth. So you must humble yourself and take your place amongst creation. Today, that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about the earth, and we're going to be drawing from the actual facts that was given to us by Master Farad Muhammad, and as also taught in the Supreme Wisdom. Now, that Supreme Wisdom, you know, in days past, you can only get the Supreme Wisdom when you received your X and you came out of processing class. But now, the Supreme Wisdom, and you can get it online now. Goes to show you how things change. And those Supreme Wisdom, that was exclusively at one point in time for those who joined the Nation of Islam. But now, it's out in the public now. And to be honest with you, personally, I think it's okay. One of the reasons why is because we have reached that time now. We have reached the time now to where every ear must hear the truth now. There's no hiding this thing now today. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had mentioned in his book, Message to the Black Man, he used these words in the preface of the Message to the Black Man. He said, as we near the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world, which has not been able to shed enough light on our path in search for that supreme wisdom to keep us from stumbling and falling, we now seek the wisdom of Allah, God, for those who don't know what the name Allah means, which I'm pretty sure most of the world does, the best knower and guide in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise forever. The reader will find that light in this book. Okay, we have reached a point now to where in the Bible, the scripture said, for those who have an ear, let them hear. We're at that point now. There's no way in the world, I believe, that we're going to be going backwards. So as things are right now, you have truth that's being heard all over this planet now. So we're at the point to where the scriptures are really fulfilling itself, and the truth of all what has been said and taught about the coming of God, the judgment of God, all that is here now. There's no more time to waste. So I'm going to say hello to my brother. Get his mic open. Kind of moving a little slow. We got something like a thunderstorm system or something coming through. Brother Waleed Muhammad, are you here with me, brother? Yeah, I'm going to try to get his mic open. Until his mic come open, I'm going to go ahead and start the show. Look like I'm probably going to be having some issues, maybe due to the storm. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and start. I may have my brother just give me a call. Okay. Yeah, brother, I may have to have you call me. Cause it look like we may be having some issues with our line today. Okay, but I'm gonna go ahead and start this program, this discussion, because I'm kind of eager to get into it. Oh no. Let me say something. This week, and I had three brothers at the job in which I work at the warehouse join me in a 1-day fast. And these brothers never did a fast before. And they was interested in trying it. So we did a 1-day fast to where they would not eat food during the daylight hours. They would just, since this is their first time, to just only drink water. And I am happy to report that two made it. One brother, who was definitely eager to complete the fast, somebody showed up with a box of chicken. And brother, I think he just moved out on impulse, and he ate a piece of chicken. And then while he started to eat a piece of chicken, then the thought came to him, oh man, I'm supposed to be fasting. But it happens to everybody. So, hey, no big deal. We can always do it again. Try it. So those of you for this time, this is 2021. We're almost in the halfway mark of this year. Do yourself a favor. Try something different. Go ahead and if you have not tried fasting, try it. And try it for the first time. And see how you feel afterwards. I think you will love it. I think you will love it. Brother Wiley, I don't know what's going on. It's just study spinning. So whenever it comes up, I will let you know. And then you just come on in and just start speaking, brother. All right. We're going to start here. What is the definition of contrast? The definition of contrast is the state of being strikingly different from something else in juxtapose or close association. Now, I have a question for everyone. I want you all to think with me this afternoon. What is the contrast between the universe and the earth? That's my question, and we're going to talk about it before the day is over. What is the contrast between the universe and the earth? What sits in between the two? You know, what is our relationship to the earth? This is our home, of which the entire make of our being can be identified throughout the planet. We came out of. Now think on this now. We came out of the soil of the earth, the water of the earth, and we breathe the atmosphere of the earth. And because we are from this earth, our home, we must understand the earth and our relationship to this earth. And to do so, you will open up the books of self-knowledge within. Remember, on this program, I have pointed out, and Brother Wiley has pointed out, that you, the human being, are the book of the universe. You are the book of ages. You are volumes of books, ranging from remotest and antiquity. You, the original man and woman of the earth, And there is none other human species that can make a claim but black people. You're more than sand on the seashore, and you're more than just your social security number or your cell phone number. You are the original inhabitants of this planet. And all others who exist on the planet came from you. Others are nothing but copies from the original. Think on that. They are copies from the original. Now, if you notice something about this program, for those who've been listening to us way since last year, since April of last year, I don't really too much spend a lot of time on here talking about white people. Although they come up every now and then, but I don't waste my time with that. Because their time is over. The aim of this program, more than anything, is to show you the divine light that's inside of you. Because Lord knows there are so many things that we can say about the negativity that the white race have brought to this planet. We could probably sit up and speak for over 24 hours on that. But I'm more interested in you understanding yourself and your role in the building of this new civilization, this new world to come. Their world is done. It's finished. And every day you wake up, you turn on your television, what do you hear and what do you see? It's constant violence. We were taught that this world would not be judged by water. It will be judged by fire. And every time you turn on your television, what do you see? You see two types of fire that's in operation today. You see the spiritual fire and you see the physical fire. Spiritual fire is anger, frustration. You know, but the physical fire, that's bullets. Oh boy, don't it have fire behind it? Constant barrage, you know, a barrage of ammunition being fired off. Looks like now whole structures falling down. These are the things that's going on in the world today. So this place is on fire. But today, I'm talking directly to us, to you and I. And looks like I'm still having issues with getting my brother on today. I don't understand what's going on, but hopefully we're going to continue on until his mic can come open. But you know, we're gonna have to start looking deeper at ourselves and who we are and how important we are to all that is going on today. As I stated, this earth is ours. We are made up from it. We came up out of it. We came from the soil of this earth. And brothers and sisters, you know, we got to draw wisdom from this earth in order to also understand ourselves. this earth is a gigantic classroom that contains nothing but lifetime lessons throughout it. The Quran teaches that if the seas were ink, the seas were ink, and the trees were pens, it would never exhaust the wisdom of Allah God. The Quran also teaches that all is subservient to man and woman. That includes the sun, the moon, and the stars. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that we must learn all of the sciences because it is the study of science and it's the study also of life function. Everything that we see in outward appearance has its inner function. The real side of life is not what you see. The actual side of life is what is going on in the inside, not the outside. The outside is just the effect, but the inside is the cause where all of the lessons begin. And not just all of the lessons begin there, all of the trouble begins there as well. Now I want to stress to you, if you don't fully understand what is being conveyed to you this afternoon, know that you are in the classroom of the universe, the Department of Supreme Wisdom. You know, Master Faraj Muhammad, the founder of the Nation of Islam here in the West, he left us this small book. And in this small book named Supreme Wisdom, it has seven sections contained within this book. Section one is the instruction to the laborers. Section two is actual facts. Section four is the lost found Muslim lesson number one. Section five, lost found Muslim lesson number two. Section six is the problem or problem. Section seven, these sections comes in the original man that comes from the earth. You know, the earth has seven layers. The outer core, the inner mantle, the oceanic, continental, and one that go through the school textbooks, you may hear of it, but they don't consider it as a layer, which is very dumbfounded, because this planet that we are on has seven layers. And I'm talking about the ozone layer. How when you put that in the textbook, and why would you refer to it as a layer if it was not to be considered as a layer on the planet? Now, the original man, according to the Bible and Quran, was created of sounding clay, of black mud fashioned into shape. The Bible refers to man's creation from the dust of the earth. The Bible isn't offering much with the example of using the word dust, because dust really has no weight or mass as clay and mud do. You know, the Quran speaks of man in the creation of man as from sounding clay of black mud fashioned into shape. And this makes more sense because clay. And many of you have built homes, your homes from clay is across seas. I bet your homes out of clay. Some of you have built, those of you who work with ceramics, you take clay to make ceramics. It's a more solid compound. In mud, it makes sense because the mud also, when dry, it becomes hard. Right? And for some people, especially like if you're out in the wilderness and you get a bad cut and you have nothing, some would take water and mix them up some mud and they will put it on the wound to help to heal it or to contain the life fluid from running out of it. You know, this subject here, we talking about Saul science, dealing with Saul. And inside the soil, you know, you find all kinds of minerals, vitamins. It's all within. You know, in the Supreme Wisdom, a question is asked, who is the original man? And the answer says that the original man is the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. Does these words, to those of you who are hearing this for the first time, do these words seem odd to you? Because all of us, we have to make a start somewhere. All of us who came up under these teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and others, we heard these words too for the first time. Some of us, we took it on impact. We heard it and, oh, yeah, man, wow, okay. I never thought of that. But some of us, we struggled with it. And if you say you didn't struggle with it, you're lying. Because to hear these words put in the manner in which they did, they were given, you had to start with a struggle in order just to go into the practice and the mere belief of accepting this as your own. To this very day, there is clear that there is still a existing struggle within those who hear these words. This question and answer, it says, who is the original man? Look at that. Who is the original man? Coming up in America, we didn't see black people as always as the original man. Remember, we became captives, and we were, and our mothers was nursing the fear of our captives and oppressors into us. And at the same time, the captors and the oppressors, they was painting their image everywhere. We seen Jesus as white. We seen Moses as white. We seen David as white. We seen Abraham as white. We seen Jonah as white. We can go down the list. So we didn't see ourselves very clearly. We seen the white man as God. Somebody to be feared. A false God. The only level of fear that they had to strike into us was the whip, was the billy club, was the mob, the night riders. Those were the things that you used, the gun. And to this very day, many of us, we still have that same morbid fear. And I'm not talking about the younger generation. The younger generation are seeing them as they are. They take to the streets. I talked to I was listening to a talk show the other day. And this older sister called there, and she was thanking Whitey for bringing us over here. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say thank you to the white people for bringing us here and making America to be all accepting of us all. And you had another black man that called in. He was saying that the Constitution was for black people. And it's for all. But the Constitution never was set up for the slaves. You go find that in any history book. You got to, at some point in time, black people, stop being dumb devils. You do not have to sit up and bow down to that which is unworthy to be bowed down to. What have you really received from those who have become your captives? We've been in the United States since the 1500. We came on a ship named Jesus, captained by John Hawkins, an English slave trader, who brought us here on April the 1st, 1555. And ever since we've been here, what can you truly say that you have got? What, now you got a good pair of shoes? Remember, they used to dress our people up in rags. You got a nice suit, and that's enough for you? You got money now, which is really worthless money? Is nothing but really, and it's proving out every day that what you have is nothing but junk bone. Because when you set fire to that paper, what do you have left? Those of you who want to hot-tail it behind the dock and thinking that is the wherewithal to everything. If you walk into a room and there's $1 million sitting down on the floor, and we throw some accelerant on it and light that paper up after you see it all burn to the ground and you see the smoke goes up in the air. What do you have left? So how can you put value, so much value on something that could literally be obliterated? You quick to go and pull a gun and kill a brother, kill a sister over something that is worthless as paper. So I have to ask the question, what the hell is wrong with God? I'm trying to open. I see someone trying. I see Brother while he's still trying to call, but I'm not able to open up his mic. So I'm gonna try something different here. Okay. Brother, I think we just having some issues out here, I guess because of the rain system that's coming in. But I'm gonna continue on. I don't know if we'll be hearing from my brother today. I'm keep trying to work it on this end. But back to what I was talking about. You know, that paper came from out the earth, came from trees. All right, we're still talking about our relationship to the earth. Because the original man, we're fashioned from that fall. We were the first. So inside of us is what you will find inside of the fall. You know, there's minerals, there's vitamins, those who like gardening and things like that, you know, you study your soil. You make sure that the soil is rich. So when you plant that seed in that soil, the soil will give you back that which you plant. Okay, inside of soil, you know, you have the same composition that is found within man. You have oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, potassium, magnesium. All of that is found in the soil. You know, and all of that can be found in the original man's composition. Now, we are liquids, solid, and gas. This is what we are made of. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that out of all of the knowledge that we can attain in this world is the knowledge of self, other than the knowledge of God is more sufficient to reward our research. I just love that word research. I just love the sound of it because it is as essential as water when you are making discoveries of yourself. When you talk about being the original man and that you are the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe, that's something to look at. So, you know, we have to look at ourselves in this light, and we have to be able to identify ourselves with that knowledge, or else you will never, never in this life, grow to that which you are trying to grow to or to get to. This is something you're going to have to understand, and this is something that you're going to have to accept if you truly want to grow in, grow from man into Godhood. In the nation, we are taught about actual facts. We are taught it, and they were provided to us. Not in no just anybody coming up and telling us, oh, the diameter of the earth is 7,926 miles, or the circumference of the planet Earth is 24,896 miles. No, these approximations that some of these folks see, we receive the actual facts, but all others that comes from these actual facts are really approximates. If you pick up the school books, in your school books, the numbers don't seem to coincide with some of the numbers that we have in our actual facts. There's a reason for that. And one of the reasons is because the mathematics are off. The actor Terrence Howard, some of you all may know him, know of him. That man is really a physicist. He's an actor, but he's also a physicist. And he made it a lifetime study of his to study the tree of life. The flower of life. And when he did the flower of life, he made a discovery dealing with the mathematics. And he found that the very start in the multiplication is wrong. How is it wrong? It's because this is what he had an issue with as a young man in elementary school. No, middle school, I think that's what he said, in middle school. He noticed that in the one timetable, one times one equals one. Think on that. One times one equals one. How can that be? If you got a multiply and a multiplicand, then how can one times one be one? So if this is the basis, excuse me, this is the basis of the math world's life, then it's no accident that all of their calculations will not be correct. Some of them will be pretty much near correct, but they are not completely correct. And so what a lot of the mathematicians decided to do was that a lot of their numbers and calculations was off. So they decided to go ahead and do what we call rounding off the numbers. So if your math is flawed, then your science can be flawed as well, especially if it's dealing with the equation, with equations dealing with mathematics. We need to understand math. a lot more than what we do. Because math is the language of the universe. Science is the practice of the universe. We are all scientists, and we all exist in the classroom of the universe. I came across something very, very interesting. I'm going to share it. I can see it, brothers and sisters, because the way they teach school today is totally different than the schools that was taught in a lot of our previous civilization before this. In the readings, let's see, it was the article, Black Roots, science. In a section called Biology and Genetics, it says that in the ancient society, children were not taught as children are taught in today's schools. They were not incarcerated in classrooms for hours on end, being denied the natural physical movement that all children crave, and the freedom to roam free for miles around and investigate everything. Their education was not an intellectual indoctrination that today's education clearly is. Rather, it was education through experience, allowing all children to discover firsthand what adults already knew, all the while under their guidance. Their teaching system was called initiation. Very interesting. Initiation. Well, here we are in 2021, especially like when I came through the nation, it was back in the 80s. And that, we call that process. But back then, after reading this, I mean, brothers and sisters, when you go through a rigorous study of life, a study of just becoming, being, you know, growing, someone had to initiate you into that, especially when you talk about dealing with some very high science and knowledge. You just didn't all of a sudden just pick it up one day. As some of you would like for others to believe, you want people to sit up and be all up under you, thinking that you didn't just discover something, when at the same time, you doing like Mr. McDowell did on Coming to America. He's sitting in the back with a big old M that resembles the McDonald's emblem. And then when Hakeem walked in on him, he was sitting up reading the McDonald's handbook. But that's how some of these groups are out here. They know a lot of the basis of what they have had came from the Nation of Islam. Many of them know this. They patterned they newspapers, they patterned their organization after the Nation of Islam. But we'll not give credit where credit is due. But we see you. I didn't call this the supreme wisdom for nothing. We see you. And, you know, brothers and sisters, come on now. Come on. But let me finish with this, because I'm just about finished with it. Okay, it says that the education of young people was divided into segments of 7-year period. There go that 7 again. As I've been researching this and looking back on notes, I keep coming into this number 7, which I'm going to say something about that after I finish. At the end of each segment, they graduated as a group in their town or district or clan. Their graduations were called initiation festivals. They were large feasts with music and dancing, and the entire clan was invited. They were taught biology from the age of about 7. Here we go, there's 7 again. The first lesson was to teach them the definition of biology. They asked many questions along the way, and their teachers answered every single one in a practical, real-life way in order to bring us close to their teaching situation and in order to convey their knowledge as accurately as they can. Now notice, the children were started biology at the age of 7 years old. 7. Today, the children here. The only time I remember biology was in, when I reached the, I believe it was the 7th grade. And in the 7th grade, you know, man, you got to steal all that play because of the way you're being trained and taught into the public school system. And when it was introduced to me in the 7th grade, I didn't understand. And then when you got to high school, I still didn't understand it. I understand a little of it then, but I didn't understand it. Because, see, I still had that play in. It's got to be the way you're being taught in this society. But how in the world could you negate biology as a serious subject when biology deals with the science with your make, the internal make, that which is closed in the skin? It deals with cells. It deals with all those things. But yet it's not taken as a serious subject by most, especially in this culture. So, you know, man, I want to say that because that struck me when I was reading, and then I kept seeing that number 7 there. And 7, I never get this sister. Her name was Sister Brenda, who lived here in Houston at one time, and she moved to Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know where about is now. I know she came back one other time and visited in Houston, but last I heard that she was still living in Atlanta, Georgia. And she taught me the science, the numerology of the numbers. And I'm going to share that with you. She said that 1 was Allah or God. 2 was the woman or parent. 3 is our trial. 4 is foundation. 5 is power. 6 is dissatisfaction. 7 is heaven or perfection. 8 is change. 9 is completion. Now notice that seven. That seven represent a high science, high knowledge. It also represent perfection. But in the Quran says, especially about the creation of a man and woman, it says that we are complete in mate, but yet incomplete. How is it that you can be complete in mate and yet incomplete at the same time? What is that saying to us? I believe it's referring to development. Yes, you may have your mate. Yes, you got your little hand. You have your feet. You have all these things. You have two eyes, two ears, two nostrils in your nose. But what is the incompleteness that we must understand? Brothers and sisters, we're coming up on the top of the hour, and I'm going to try to see if I can straighten out some of these issues, and I'm going to take a break and see if my switchboard is going to work for me to do that, because I'm having issues with it. And if not, then I'm just going to continue with the show. Looks like I may be having some issues with that as well. Yes, I think I am. Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't understand why the switchboard is not cooperating today. And I may have to sit back, probably have to go in and just refresh the page, and then we try it from there again and see what we have. And I'm going to continue on with the show. And it's interesting how some thunderstorms can come rolling through and it can cause some issues with this technology that goes to show you where the real power is. The real power is in the power. Okay. Brother and sister, we'll be right back on the matter. Listen to Donnie Hathaway and then I'll return after Donnie.
Just don't let I can't connect.
Yes, take it from me. Someday we'll all be free. Welcome back to the narrative. I finally got the situation under control. Brother Waleed Muhammad, are you here on here with me, brother? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I hear you.
All right. There we go, brother. Yeah, we have some slow delays and whatnot on the but now I got you in. And brother, let's see, you very loud. So I think you probably need to get off of a speakerphone. I can hear myself coming back.
All right, let me come out this room. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I got you. Yes, sir,
very
brother.
Good.
I don't know how much you heard, but the subject is the signs of self and our relationship to the earth.
Yes, sir.
And yes, sir. What we're doing, we're just taking, we're just perusing today through the actual facts, and we're showing our relationship with the planet. Let's see, I think I may be too loud. Let me turn down my speakerphone. Yeah, there we go. Because now I tell you, these echoes. And you know, it's very fascinating, man. When you look at the way before I went to the break with Donny Hathaway, and I want to thank Donny Hathaway for that song. Someday we'll all
I
be
love
free.
It.
I tell you, yes, sir. Because you know, like doing that back in those days when that song came out, man. Black folks, man, back then, man, we really had a strange relationship with each other because at some point some of us, man, you know, we was really black pride, man, you know, and then you had some of those who had pride and love trying to be black, but at the same time they was pimping. they was selling heroin, you know what I'm saying? To a lot of people at the same time. But boy, they had that black pride, didn't they? One of those movies that came out of that era was The Mac. If you really want to see how things was, there you go. All the black exploitation films, you know?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That was the light that they showed us in. was just simply trying to do what his father had taught him and making a man.
Right.
And what he did was made a kind of a man.
Of a man.
Like himself.
Right.
And it's called the Negro, or some today call it a nigger. That's a kind of a man. And that is one shaped in the image of his own self.
Right.
He put his knowledge in him. He breathed life into him. You see? And so he behaves or acts just like the devil. So
we
know about that.
Oh yeah. All too well.
And he has always tried to show himself as the God.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that. You have to realize we allowed him full expression to do as he's done. That was for our reasoning and for our benefit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He was just on the table. Or in a petri dish, however you want to look at it, and
mm-hmm.
us performing our experiments that we may know certain things about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hearing you. First of all, you know, it reminds me when you was talking about Terrence Howard and the multiplication of one.
Right.
I was just thinking about that. And not many of us do. We just accept everything on face value because that's what we were taught. And we were
right.
taught to accept things like that because he couldn't stand being questioned.
Right.
And so this is where the preacher comes from with God don't want man to know everything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I really came across that last night.
Yeah. He just couldn't stand questions that we may ask him that he couldn't answer. So he only knows what we have allowed him. And so wouldn't have too much expectation of him. He don't know nothing about man other than what, again, we've allowed him.
Exactly.
You say multiplication. Huh? You gonna
right.
multiply one without having another? Show me that.
That's right.
Show me how you multiply one without having another one.
Exactly.
You see, if you got one, that implies just what it says. One.
That's right.
You see? And you can't multiply one without utilizing what? Division.
Mm-hmm.
Or fractions.
Or fraction, that's
anytime
right.
Anytime you divide, that's what you do. And what are you dividing? And what are you fractionalizing? You're fractionalizing the one, or you're dividing the one into multiples.
Right.
So you still don't have but one. You're playing yourself,
right.
actually, because you just have parts of the one. And it doesn't matter how many parts you have of the one, it is still one. Spread out.
Spread out.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
So you know, we don't argue and fuss about it. I was saying it at I remember listening at the devil once talk about the planet in regards to, you know, being in space.
Yeah.
And he was talking about east and west and mathematics and things like this. And say, well, actually, when you look from our planet, which way is east, brother? Which way is north? Any particular? And I can go further with that. And I can take a zero and do the same thing. Which way is east, brother, on the planet?
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you move east, you're actually moving what? Toward the west as well.
Towards the west, yeah.
Because if you continue, will you not be traveling west?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, continue. Yes, exactly.
You see, what it is, you know, when the devil was doing this, he said, well, we had to do something to make our math work. Well, I understand that,
yeah.
And I'm not fussing at him. He had to do something to make his math work. And that is because what? He's not perfect in nothing. He's flawed in everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in his building, he cannot build anything on the planet. What? That is not cracking and doing all kinds of things.
Right.
And just like the building that just collapsed.
I saw that.
His mathematics are off because he really he don't know enough about our planet and understand enough our planet to build with the true foundation of whatever he wants truly involved. Because then that deals with movement.
Mm-hmm.
You have to consider movement. And if you consider movement, you have to consider time, and you have to consider change.
Right.
So, hell, you know, that's a lot to heap up on him, and I'm not going to do it now. I'm just saying he's done well. I would be the first to acknowledge that. He's done well.
Right.
And we've learned quite a bit from observing him.
Right.
We've learned quite a bit. We've learned quite a bit from the experimentation of him,
mm-hmm.
with
yeah.
him.
Right.
And so, again, I would be the first to acknowledge that. But you have to realize that in the highest of his science, he's telling you it's not new all the time. So if it's not new, that means he is not creating it.
Right. Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Well, where is he getting it from?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you go into the other areas of science. If you want to start with something like geology, archaeology, where he's digging up everything he can to find, to get clues of what we've done to try and figure out what the hell we were doing and to what? Emulate it.
Right.
As best he can.
Right.
He tell you all the time. It's not new. He knows he did it first. So he's trying. We don't hate him for that. We don't hate him at all, really. You just have to understand what you're working with him. And I'm not trying to be a big shot. You know, my teacher, knew him, and he taught us of him.
That's right.
And so those of us who studied him, we understand him and why he is as he is, you know. And that is an actual fact.
Mm-hmm.
And so as the planet itself, we know how long, what? We know how long, what? The sun, right? Think
right.
about that. We know how long the sun has been existing, right?
Yes, sir.
We put it out there 76 trillion years ago, right?
That's right.
But the messenger said when he came to the earth, he said when he came to the earth and asked how old is the earth?
Yep.
He said Master Farhad Muhammad just looked at it. He just looked at him. It looked like he had a little frown in his face.
Yeah. Huh?
And he says, ask me that again, and I won't visit you. Messenger thought he had done something really wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but, you know, our teachers who teach us, they don't expose all of their knowledge.
Thank you. They don't do that. That's right.
It depends on what grade you're in.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly
right. It depends
right.
on what grade you're in. You know, and a lot of us can't conceive because we all emotional and everything. We don't understand that the messenger was in school and he was learning from
mm-hmm.
the God. But nevertheless,
right.
he was in school. And so there were things that the God didn't teach him. But the God
right.
taught him exactly, precisely what he needed to do the work that he had
mm-hmm.
to do.
Exactly.
So it wasn't nothing left out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The messenger said,
exactly.
we have to kind of get where we can really see these things in relation to our own development.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think the messenger taught us everything?
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Goodness gracious. goodness gracious. Yeah. He taught us exactly what we needed to know in order to move, in order to expand further where we needed
mm-hmm.
to be.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it works. That's
and
the way learning
what he
works.
Called it. He called it a wake-up message. A wake-up message,
and
you know?
A wake-up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because at
it's
some point in time, you're going to internalize and other things and be known to you as you
well,
internalize.
Well, that's where the problem came in. That's where the problem came in.
Come on.
What does a really good student do? He take what he has and do what?
Yes.
Build on it.
Oh, build on it. Experiment, yeah.
He take what he has and build on it. What he has
right.
becomes the foundation of what he's building.
Right.
Now I'm talking about a whole nation and what the whole nation was supposed to do.
Right.
Build on the foundation of what God had given the messenger and what the messenger had given us. Build on it.
That's right.
We were a little negligent
yep.
in
yep.
our behavior. we cease to build on it. What is it to build on it? Study.
Yep.
Experiment.
Yep.
Observe what comes from it.
Mm-hmm.
Store it in your memories and keep working.
Yes.
And expanding your mind and getting wiser and wiser.
That's right.
And the next generation, pass it on. And that's what they're supposed to be doing as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And boy,
got to a point where he was talking about, well, I guess he run out of wisdom.
Yeah, that was too crazy.
He does the same thing. Oh, it's because you're a little stupid boy. You're a little stupid student.
Yeah.
You see, that was his patience, his love, and his tolerance. Not only for his teacher, but for his students. He gave everything he had. Everything he had, including his life, just as Master Farad Muhammad told him he would do, in order to try and move us forward where we could build and continue it.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you building? You're building a mighty nation.
Kingdom.
That is referred to in the scripture as the temple of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why Solomon was given the work to do. He's the chief architect. Woo! This is really getting into a deep thing. I'm going to back up off of that a little bit and come back to the planet. Yes.
So you know what? Yes. You know, and that's the reason why, man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I was thinking, man, that's the reason why with maths, it is a term, brother, that I remember a few shows you used about the arrested development. It's these.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. What was offered to us, especially in that supreme wisdom, dealing with actual facts, was to give us a whole nother different pictures of looking at numbers. See, I had wrote up something that I already know public school system wasn't going to accept it, so I wasn't even concerned about them. But I wrote it up for future time for whenever I get ready to do this community center. I was going to start teaching, have taught in the community center based on mathematics. I wanted to start teaching the young people all the way up to 60 trillion. No, I'm sorry, to the septillion. Culminating with what we was told about the weight of the earth.
Six septillion tons, a unit followed by 21 cycles.
Exactly. And when I look at the public school system, and I thought, man, this is so inferior, because in high school, the children don't even go past a billion. Did you know that, brother? Not past 1 billion. Now, we just recently had a rainstorm. A huge storm when Harvey came through that really introduced out into the public the trillion. Because that was, what, they say between 15 to 20 trillion gallons of water was dropped on the city of Houston. Trillion.
That's that's approximating.
Yeah, that was approximating.
That's approximating. And then
exactly. Because they math is flawed, bro. So yeah, we know
math
that.
Is very flawed. Math is very flawed,
yeah.
and I must say, I must say as well, he do not say his math is perfect. When you're really studying the work of renowned scientists and the scientists of the day as well, they are a different group of people. And they let you know that, hey, this is study, this is research. We're doing the best we can with what we have to work with. First of all, he's dealing with only 6 ounces of brain. And what?
Right.
That's grafted.
Yep.
That has to do with his abilities when it comes to thinking, being, and creating. He can't create. We didn't give him that ability. He can make.
Right.
But when you make something, you have to start from something.
Right.
And what you start from becomes what? The root for what you're trying to make.
Right.
And then how much you know about that? We write back into the planet. You have to understand. And there's things, you write back into the numbers you were talking about with the brother, Terrence Howard. Not only that, this, you know where it's best displayed? In the birth of a human. First of all, you have to figure out what one is. when they came into the world, I mean, it's a lot that they don't know. They wouldn't talk about. But you got to understand what one is. When the germ of life, being the sperm, comes in, it ain't making the whole thing.
No.
It's got to meet with something else.
Exactly.
You see, and then when they meet with
something else,
there's a process.
Then there's a process.
And then that is the process of what? Becoming.
Right.
Before there can be a becoming, there is what? A division.
Right.
Man, you got to track this thing. We're talking about math and we're talking about science.
That's
and it's
right.
All kinds of things that occur in that you can find about math.
That's
but,
right.
You know, generally the only people who study this are the people who specializing in various fields of that.
Right.
And if you're talking about biology in particular, but there's a lot of ologies there. And so if you're looking at the planet in relation to itself, you look at us and you look at our composition. Biologically, you're looking at our composition. You see?
Right.
The Earth ain't always looked as it is today.
No. Everything had to evolve.
And so when you look at the Earth in various periods of its development, you'll see. It didn't look always this way. Matter of fact, at certain periods of time, you couldn't tell it was Earth.
Right.
You had no idea.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
They tell you the center core of the Earth. You know.
Right.
You know, they said the center core of the Earth is mostly what? Iron and nickel.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And around that core, the outer core of that, is mainly liquid, right?
Yes.
Well, you're talking about some heat here, man.
Big time.
But then you have to, when you're talking about this, you're getting into what? Atoms and atomic structure. So there's a limited knowledge that they have about atoms.
Right.
And they'd be the first to tell you that. Hell, just a minute ago, they had drawn the atom, in books and on television and everywhere. And people thought, what, actually, that's how an Adam looked. Now, think about this. Everybody took that concept and ran with it. So in that mind, if you ask people right then, you say, would you please draw me a picture of what an Adam looked like? And they would all draw as best they could that picture of what was deemed the way an Adam looked.
Wrong as hell.
Wrong as hell. It's just certain scientists have, you know, are at a point now where they tell you, no, that was wrong. That was the wrong depiction of what an Adam is.
Right.
I remember here one scientist said, you had a camera and you wish to be able to go through an Adam. And when you do so, you take a picture, you wouldn't see a damn thing.
You wouldn't see nothing.
No, they were telling you how electrons move, you know.
Right.
And then, what, they have these circles, right, around this core and how it's moving. They have no damn idea. That is a depiction that people took as truth. That is not what's happening. No.
That's right.
You can't chart the movement of an electron like that. You can't chart it. They can't chart it. And now they tell you the fact they can't chart it. It pops in and out. It pops in and out of view. You don't know where the hell it's going to pop. You know? So they just gave you a depiction.
Come on. That's right. That's what all it was.
So we don't be too hard on white people for what they're doing. They were made to do what they're doing. We don't interfere. We didn't interfere because it was their time to do it. But now their time is up.
Right.
And being that their time is up, if you look at their world and what is happening to it, it is breaking down rapidly. It is breaking down really fast. And they refer to it as the sixth, check that out, the sixth cataclysmic event of the earth.
Wow.
Check that out.
Yep.
See, they know it's their time, but that don't mean that they're going to stop being themselves or doing what they do all the way to the end. That's what they do.
No,
they
stay to the grave, man.
I actually have respect for them. You know why?
Yeah.
Because they believe and follow their God much better than what we do. That's why they are so successful. That's why they are so successful. They followed their God's instruction, and he didn't live but 150 years physically. But the instructions that he left, they followed 100%. And as a result of it, they end up conquering 9/10 of the planet. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was very good.
Look at them on it.
Yep.
Look at their influence. Look at their influence. The funniest thing in the world I've seen one time is looking at a lot of Chinamen and from China, and I'm not belittling the people at all.
Right.
They were assuming the ways of white people. And the thing, they were Negroes to their kind. Oh, you won't know about all of the Asians who paint their faces white and why they paint their faces white. The white men have a great influence on the planet.
Yeah. Yes,
we
the geishas or something like that.
We know the history. We know the history of every society of humans on the planet because we produced them.
Yeah, we made them.
They don't know
exactly
ours.
Right.
They study ours, and that's a good thing because they're able to advance their society studying ours.
Right.
So don't think what none of them on the planet is doing is all of this and all of that. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have to build so many mechanical devices to try and do what they can't do naturally. Guess what?
Right.
We could do it naturally. We didn't need mechanical devices.
That's
why we refer to as God people. Listen, God people, because of our once abilities before we lost the knowledge of ourselves. So now one of us who has the knowledge of self has come to his people to restore them back to the knowledge of self. And when that occurs, it's like the 5% say, you have a nation of gods.
Right.
And earth.
Right.
You see? So
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
This is our planet. This is our planet, the one we chose. This is our planet.
Mm-hmm. And that needs to be understood. That needs to be understood. But I tell you, brother, I worked in the public school, and man, biology is just not a science where children take seriously. And it's one of those curriculums to where you must pass it. But when you sit in there. And I've been in those classrooms with a specially educated a special needs student, and I sat in there, man, and I'm just listening to the teacher, but the teacher has to always sometimes call them out, sometimes give them the answer, you know, try to quiet them down from talking. They all heads all up in space, man. But you know, with biology, it is the knowledge of how to plant the animals and the bodies, you know, how they were all created. And how come you can't be serious about knowing that? You know what I'm saying? But that goes to show you. That goes to show you it's the teachings in the society and how it was given. And I just talked about how previous, there were ways far superior than this one, how they would teach, they would take the students, the children at 7 years of age, which they do here. But they don't start you at 7 years of age with biology. They start you in the seventh grade with biology, not at age.
Well, sometime we have to talk about that. And now is not a good time because we're talking about another subject. But sometime we have to talk about why they start you at seven.
Oh yeah.
Because biology.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, biology is certain things happen when you're 7 years old, you know, and not when you're six, you know.
Right, right.
And so that has a lot to do with how you receive things.
Right. Exactly.
5 to 7 years old, how you receive things, you know. And so, and what mind primarily is developing, the one that is essential in you knowing how to function within the environment that you're in and in the society that you live. It is because there's a lot of laws and a lot of things going on, and you have to learn this. And so between a certain age, the time you come here, you're learning all of these things, and you ain't really got time to think about them. you
I know it was a hard
you,
one for
the way
me.
You, And that's, again, that's a lot of people don't think about the development of the brain or central nervous system and how it develops and what it is and how it functions. And all of that is just another lot of people thinking about this because what? This society didn't encourage that among its society except for a certain few. You couldn't have access to that knowledge. This is why in your institutions, of higher learning, you pay a great price to go and learn certain knowledge. There are things that we used to do right at home. Before we were so exposed to a society as this, that we did at home. But you got to remember, there was a law. You could lose your life at home earlier times for your child being able to read. Your child being able to speak the language of the enemy. And you—that's a death sentence. It might kill your whole family. So you got to understand all of these things and how they affected our learning process, and they still affect us a lot today. But again, you have to want to learn, and you have to pursue this knowledge, in order to get it.
That we say pursue. That's definitely an operative word because if you're pursuing this knowledge, don't you know that the reason why the messenger taught us what we need to know that it's in the pursuit where the wisdom of God will actually come in. And then it would actually start rattling what's already in you that you don't even know it was already there. That's inside of you.
Check this out. I remember once I was at the Shade Center, and I was talking to some brothers and sisters at the table. And I said, your brain actually came from your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you should have seen the faces when I said that. Your brain come from your skin? They said, why are you out your mind? You just as crazy as hell. And one lady wanted to argue. I said, I'm not going to argue with you about it. I said, just go. If you really want to know, go study it. And I said, start with studying layers of your skin.
Right.
And the skin, I told you, that's the biggest organ that you have.
That's right.
You can ask questions the biggest organ you have is the skin. And they don't know how important the skin is. Everybody is running around here talking about melanin. You ask them really break that down and how that happens and the science of it, they really ain't there yet. And I'm saying that because not only were we kept from information and knowledge during earlier times, and how we were kept, it was a death sentence if you were caught trying to study or even speaking things that they know you should know. But even till today, it has made disinteresting to us. Whereas we don't want to pursue these things. We don't have no idea of how these things, how important they is to us. So he said, skin, Wally, come on, man. I said, come on, man, what? You just got to understand and put together how you were put together inside your mother, how you developed. And if you want, I give them clues because it ain't good to tell people everything. You need to find out who's interested and who's not. Because when you drop little things out there, the people who are really interested even if they go to try and prove you wrong, they learn something. You
that's
see what I'm saying?
Wrong.
So
yeah.
If they go to prove you wrong, they learn something.
Yeah.
So when they go and they pursue these things and they learn these things, it's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And now that mind is wide open. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And then
hey, brother,
they would
that's
even,
exactly right. That's exactly
and they
right.
Would
because,
be, they would even be, they would, go ahead, please, excuse me.
Yeah, because
no,
I was
going
to say, yeah, that's exactly right, because that's what you want. You want them to try to prove you wrong. Because I had a young brother, man, that brother was just going around, yeah, man, he don't know what he's talking about, man, he wrong, man. And then next thing I know is after he left my presence. He was trying to track down somebody that knew me to tell him, man, tell Derek, man, everything he said, man, was true, man. Everything he said right. But I mean, he just kept on up until about a whole year to get that message to me that everything that
wow.
I was teaching him was correct. So yeah, I definitely
just
know where you're going.
And so you use the science. And they study.
Yep.
You can't. I mean, you know, look, don't get it twisted. Now, a lot of people get it twisted because white people are white people, and we happen to think that they are ignorant or they are dumb. No, you finna get really in trouble. You can't say they're ignorant or dumb because the things that they learn, you got to understand what God told them to do and what he taught them. He taught them, according to our lesson, how to do what? Master the original people.
The original man. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
So that wasn't an easy chore, especially with the knowledge that we had. So you got to realize, don't call white people dumb. That's really not making us look too smart when we laugh at him or mock him. And that's something that we don't do anyway in calling ourselves cultured, refined,
exactly,
civilized. So we don't make mock of them. That's the messenger would never approve of that.
That's right. You know something, brother? I wanted to definitely kind of share with the people something about the composition of our own making being, as beings that was raised up and fashioned out from the earth, from out of the soil, from out of the water, because I shared about seven, but you know, I'm gonna say something on this too, because we all need to really, really go into some biology. There's no way around this, because you have iron in your body, you have fluoride in your body, you have zinc, silicone. You know what I'm saying? You got lead, copper, aluminum. But some things that a lot of people I know they never thought of. But you do got iodine in your makeup, like you referred to as nickel. This showing us that we are of the original people of this planet, and we were raised from out of this planet. All of the things that I'm naming, it's found in the earth. I mean, look at the lithium, mercury. You know, all that in us. Cobalt.
Well,
what about the silver and the gold? In the copper.
I'm saying you can say all of these things are in the earth, right?
Yeah.
But you're going back, when you're going into things like this, you need to understand the periodic table.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And you need to understand things like atoms and how atoms make these things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand things like that, the whole world opens up to you. You just almost want to walk around quiet and don't say nothing. You end up being a recluse in some cave or somewhere because of the things you're finding out. Right. It's a big old world out here, you know.
So you become an unidentified flying Negro?
Oh no, brother, no. But it's one thing. I always said it's the messenger wanted us to know these kinds of things. We had to.
Right.
The messenger said we need the same things that all civilized nations need to be a nation. And so,
right.
I always say when you go back and you look at the old Muhammad Speaks newspaper, and you'll see he had pictures in there of us, and he would have us in laboratories, males and females, and they would have microscopes in the front of them.
Yeah,
he would show us in some in the airports where black pilots would have pilot attire on, you know, and he was telling us something all the time. These things we must learn. We must learn. You know, we complain about white people got to fly us all around and they don't trust. We don't trust them. Well, learn how to fly your damn self.
Right.
Go to school and learn how to fly. Learn how to navigate. That's intelligent when you learn those things. Because unite and pool your resources together. What is uniting and pooling your resources together? That's what big companies do. You know what they call them?
Right.
Investors.
Right. Exactly.
They call them investors. They see something they like, they agree upon it, hey, this would be a good thing right here. They pool their resource sources, and they make it happen. We need to learn these things. We need to learn business. You know, here it is. I say it again. Last week, I think it was. What did you learn from the Oklahoma incident? It doesn't matter what you build, what you construct, and how wonderful it is. If you can't protect it, what we learned in Oklahoma, then you can't claim it. So you have to study what? The science of war.
Right.
How far you got to go? You ain't got to go no further than yourself.
Yeah.
And if you learn to study that, then it'll teach you little things about how these people are trying to combat such things like COVID.
Right.
See, all of these,
right.
All of these things are relative, man. You know, like I said, I tell my hope my brothers and sisters who are listening, go and study the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's gonna be a good thing for you to do. And quit laughing at white people. That's not making us look intelligent. We don't laugh.
Right.
We don't laugh at somebody that has the knowledge to make you a slave. And you run around here and got to depend on them for a job. You waiting on stimulus checks in order to pay your rent. There ain't no people to laugh at. How the hell you gonna laugh at them? When it's a bad disaster, we standing up on our rooftops, waving our hands, waiting on white people to come drop us water and come pick us up with his helicopters and save us and take us to dry land. No. We don't make ourselves ignorant by laughing at them. The messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said, study these people and learn from them. They are successful. And so let's stop laughing so much at white people and do just what he said. Study and learn from these people.
You know, in the message to the black man, that section where what Honorable Elijah Muhammad called get knowledge to benefit self. And this
That's
is what
right.
he said.
Absolutely.
He said the lack of knowledge of self is a prevailing condition amongst my people here in America. Gaining the knowledge of self makes us unite into a great unity. Knowledge of self makes you take on great virtues of learning. I mean, if you want to see the hereafter, you can see the hereafter now. You know how you can see it? He just told you. Unity. unify.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm going to add that too. But go ahead.
Say one thing before you close. Before you close.
Go ahead.
Look, we can readily see how much wisdom we got by how much poverty we live in. And
yeah.
Old Marvin Zeller used to say something on TV all the time.
Yeah.
It's hell to be poor. It is.
That's right.
You live in a capitalist society, man. You live in a capitalist society. It's hell to be poor. Because what? If you don't have capital to exchange, to do transactions for services and products, then you ain't going to have nothing, man. You're going to be poor in hell, deprived as hell, not able to take care of your families and your loved ones. You're going to become frustrated in hell. Everything is going to be hell. You're not going to be able to go to doctors, high schools of learning. You're not going to be able to enter these professions. Things cost. They have to pay people who have skills and knowledge to teach in these places, to give others their knowledge that they may service communities nationwide and abroad. We have to understand how this works. And stop looking for the magic. Stop looking for the magic. It just ain't gonna happen.
That's where the problem come in. That's where the problem come in, brother. Because really, you got to blame the leadership for that. And the reason why I say 60 seconds, y'all, before we close out. But we got to blame leadership for that, because if you notice, everybody go out. Yeah, I understand your calls, but you're not putting the economic base to the calls either. You tell people, oh, I hate the white man, I hate his money, I hate all this stuff. But then you asking for payments in order to keep your building going. So understand how money operates and how to use money as a tool. Don't be
that's
a
right.
fool. And unfortunately, that's what had happened to us.
We as a people will learn very soon, if inflation keeps occurring like it's occurring, we'll learn real quick. You know, as I said, when you pay $10 to buy an apple.
Right.
You know, $12 to buy a banana. You'll understand.
All right, brothers, that's all the time we have. Sorry about the program's acting up, the dashboard's acting up earlier, but